USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word that President Trump has invited the Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit the White House this fall, taking the Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats by surprise. He gets the news while he's on stage at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado. After moderator Andrea Mitchell reads him the breaking news tweet, Coates says,
"Okay."
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell issuing a statement saying Putin will not be welcome on Capitol Hill. 11 people are dead after their amphibious tour vehicle, or duck boat, capsized and sank in a Missouri lake just outside Branson. Divers are still searching for at least 5 people who are missing. The boat with wheels capsized during a thunderstorm. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The NFL is putting its new national anthem policy on hold, as the NFL and players' unions say the league and team policies regarding conduct during the anthem will not be issued or enforced for several weeks as part of a standstill agreement. The two sides say they will continue their dialogue, though, as they work through the anthem issue. An NFL policy was approved back in May requiring players and team personnel on the sidelines to stand during the anthem. Vice President Mike Pence on the road yesterday.
Pence in St. Louis spoke at an America First Policies event where he drew cheers from the pro-Trump organization.
Not only did the president sign the biggest funding increase for border security in nearly 10 years, we also got a down payment as we've started to build that big, beautiful wall.
Pence told the crowd that ICE agents have removed more than 226,000 illegal immigrants from the country.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent there, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The 32-year-old grandson of mob boss John Gotti, now up on charges in New York City. Cops arresting Carmine Gotti Agnello, accusing him of running an illegal vehicle scrapyard in Queens. He starred in the reality TV show Growing Up Gotti. He was released on his own recognizance after being arraigned yesterday. He's due back in court in September. The commander of the U.S.-led campaign to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria holds a briefing on the progress in that conflict, and USA Radio's John Clemens has details.
Army General Joseph Votel, the commander of U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, spoke during the video conference about the support of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the Syrian conflict.
Iran's continued malign presence and pursuit of their unilateral objectives threaten not only Syria, but Syria's neighbors, and prolongs resolution of the conflict.
Iran continues to provide significant support for the Syrian government. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
And the former president of Paramount Television denying she made racially insensitive comments. Amy Powell, though, has been fired after a 5-year run as president of Paramount TV. The chairman telling staffers in a memo Powell was terminated after worker complaints sparked an investigation. Powell strongly denies the claims and is reportedly considering legal action. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.